Welcome to the Leaders Insights podcast. Today's episode, the prompt is the product, why your wording is now a business decision. If your company's AI output is mediocre, the problem probably isn't the model, it's what your people are typing into it. I'm joined today by someone who advises Fortune 500 teams on exactly this. Let's get into it.
The framing I use with executives is simple. The prompt is a specification document. You wouldn't hand a software engineer a vague brief and expect production-ready code. The same logic applies here.
But most employees aren't engineers. They're just trying to get something done fast. Why should they think about prompt structure?
Because the cost of vagueness is now measurable. We're seeing organizations track what they call iteration waste. The time spent reprompting, editing, and fixing outputs that should have been right the first time. In mid-2026, that's averaging somewhere between 30 and 40% of total AI-assisted work time in teams that haven't formalized their prompting practices.
So bad prompts are essentially a tax on productivity.
Exactly. And it compounds. A senior analyst at a firm like McKinsey or Deloitte spending 2 hours a day on AI-assisted research, if 35% of that is rework caused by weak prompts, you're losing roughly 140 hours a year per person. At senior billing rates, that's not a rounding error.
Give me a concrete example of what separates a weak prompt from a strong one in a real business context.
A CFO's team asks an AI to summarize the Q2 earnings call. That's weak. The output will be generic. A strong version specifies, summarize the Q2 earnings call, focusing on management's forward guidance on margin compression, flag any language that contradicts the previous quarter's targets, and format it as 3 bullet points for a board briefing. Same model, radically different output.
Some companies are now hiring prompt engineers. Is that a real role or a transitional workaround?
It's transitional for specialists, but the underlying skill is becoming general literacy. What's more durable is what firms like Salesforce and SAP are doing, embedding prompt templates directly into workflows so employees aren't starting from scratch. The prompt becomes an institutional asset, not a personal habit.
That raises a governance question. Who owns the prompt library? IT, HR, the business unit?
That's the fight happening in boardrooms right now. The answer that's working is cross-functional ownership, a small center of excellence that sets standards, but individual business units maintain their domain-specific versions. Centralize the quality bar, decentralize the content.
So if I'm a senior leader listening to this, what's the one thing I should do this week?
Pull 5 AI outputs your team produced recently and trace them back to the original prompts. I'd wager at least 3 of those prompts are under 1 sentence. Once leadership sees that gap, the conversation about prompt standards writes itself.
Concrete, fast, and free. That's the kind of audit worth doing. To go further, Leaders Insights offers strategic training programs, diagnostic tools, and an executive self-assessment designed for CMOs, CDOs, CFOs, and leaders aiming for board-level performance. Explore everything at mba-training.com. Thank you for listening to the Leaders Insights podcast. See you tomorrow for another episode.